Good morning, Brooks. It's good to have you back. I hope you've enjoyed your long weekend. Was it one for you?
I enjoyed my weekend. I was even more fascinated by the fact that I had electricity most of the time.
Yeah, that was surprise, surprise. I normally get in sleep when there's load shedding, and I didn't get my afternoon nap in, or my morning nap for that matter. So I'm timing my sleep patterns around load shedding. There was none. Brooks, New York bracing. What's the situation like there? Are you expecting the MAGA crowd to come to Trump's defense?
Well, in some way, shape, or form, verbally, visually, physically, yes, no, yes, no. The problem for them, of course, is after Donald Trump issued his clarion call, I'm going to be arrested, dragged down, you know, down the streets in chains, come out and protest and defend me. Of course, nothing happened. I mean, you know, it's very hard to rouse up a crowd if there's nothing happening. And the process is much more elaborate than the headline might say. The grand jury, which is what a prosecutor goes to ask for an indictment on the basis of evidence presented, those of you who watch Law and Order or some of the other police procedurals, you know this pretty well. It's not the same as a trial, and it's not the same as a conviction, and it's certainly not the same as sentencing. It simply means that the panel of people who have been called to listen to the evidence agree that the prosecutor has made a sufficient presentation that he/she can go forward with an actual trial.
So the available evidence warrants a trial.
Correct. Okay. So that's simply step A.
Yeah.
And step B then, of course, is issuing an actual formal indictment and then an arrest, or if the person so decides, to surrender themselves to to the authorities and make themselves available for, you know.
So he's going to surrender himself. It's not going to come with handcuffs, and he's not going to get tarred and feathered in public while he's carrying his cross.
And there won't be a vast platoon of police escorting him down the street as we throw tomatoes at it. You know, none of that's going to happen. And then there's a trial, which would be open to the public, almost certainly, which would be open to the media almost certainly. And the trial will be rather more both alarming and boring than the call to arms. And then there'll be the sentencing if the trial produces a conviction, and then there's the inevitably in Donald Trump's case there'll be an appeal after an appeal after appeal, because he is the second most solid adherent to the Stalingrad strategy on the planet,
yeah,
aside from one other man,
yeah,
you know of. I'm not going to mention his name because that'll get your phone call starting too. But what's also important to remember in all of this, well, there are two things. One, he's not. The issue is not that he had an affair, a transactional affair, with a porn star while he was married and while his third wife was giving birth to their youngest son. That's not illegal. It's not even illegal to give them money and say, please, here's a big, bag of cash. Just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. It's not even immoral for the MAGA crowd.
Well, it's not illegal in a very precise sense. I mean, to give you money for you not to talk about something is, in more formal terms, would be a non-disclosure agreement, right?
Sure, sure.
Which is a perfectly legal document. The issue is how the money got to her hands.
Yeah.
And the chain of the argument is that the Trump former attorney, Michael Cohen, took out a second mortgage on his house to pay the money and then proceeded to bill the Trump organization for a repayment. And presumably the money for the repayment to Michael Cohen came from campaign finance funds. So there are now two conceivable crimes here. One is accounting chicanery or fraud, or, at the minimum, misrepresentation as to where all this money went and how it got there. But the other is, you're not supposed to use campaign funds to make your girlfriend keep her mouth shut.
Brooks, I want to come in here. Brooks Spector on the line, Daily Maverick, associate editor. If you have any views on Donald Trump, then you can send them via WhatsApp on 072-567-1567 or give us a call, 021-446-0567. Just my information suggests that Trump would become the first former or sitting president to be charged with a crime if an indictment is filed. And that is driving the conspiracy theorists, that this is a dirty political game trying to keep Trump out of the race for the White House again.
Well, I mean, he's, first of all, a little known historical fact, he's not actually the first if he were to actually be arrested, he would not have been the first sitting or former president to have been arrested.
Okay,
we got your attention now. Ulysses Grant, back in the 1870s, was arrested by a Capitol policeman for racing his carriage and horses through the city streets at a high rate of speed.
Okay, right.
I mean, that's point one. And number two, there are four or five cases proceeding, some of them at a snail's pace, some of them rather quickly, and none of them are coordinated together. In other words, you know, state, federal, local authorities don't all get together in a room and say, here's how we're going to plan this, regardless of the movies. This doesn't work that way. The case that probably is the most momentous one is the one that deals with the documented effort of Donald Trump to get the Georgia state commissioner who deals with elections to go out and find 11,790 more votes so that he could win the electoral vote of Georgia and therefore win the election. In normal human language, that's known as voter fraud. Mm. And that clearly is a crime.
Yeah.
And the question would be proving that intent and the ability and motive, means, opportunity, all the rest of these things. And then there are cases with the Internal Revenue Service about the way in which some extraordinarily creative accounting was done with the Trump tax returns over the years, and business behavior. And there are a couple others. I lose track every once in a while. I used to have a little crib sheet that had all the cases, but they got away from me.
Sure.
But you see it every once in a while in a newspaper. They just helpfully, they give us a rundown of all the current cases.
So he's
none of them.
Yeah.
It is possible, of course, that none of them will result in a conviction.
Okay.
Or a sentence. It is possible they all will, or some mixture thereof.
His legal woes piling up, and we're going to be watching that particular space. Again, are you anticipating an arrest warrant in the Stormy Daniels case?
I don't think they would have gotten this far if they didn't feel reasonably comfortable, that is the prosecuting attorneys, if they didn't feel reasonably comfortable that they could make their case to the grand jury, which is, remember, not a state institution. It's a body of citizens who are, you know, called to serve in that American institution. And they listen, and then at the end of it, they vote. And it doesn't have to be unanimous in the grand jury. It just has to be, I'm not sure, a two-thirds majority in some states.
So you are anticipating an arrest, Brooks?
I'm anticipating an indictment.
Okay. Anticipating an indictment, which is tantamount to an arrest warrant, is it not? You've got to hand yourself over.
Yeah, but he may well, and the courts may well agree that his attorneys acting on his behalf, accepting the fact of the indictment, is sufficient for the circumstances, because we don't go down this path clearly very often with former president.
Sure.
Ulysses Grant didn't pay a fine, and he didn't show up for the trial.
And he got a ship named after him, and that for racing with his horses in public. I mean, that's a nice story. Thanks for sharing it.